Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mevin, and this is Health Services Unplugged. For this episode, I tried something new. Live webcasting from Academy Health's 2015 annual research meeting, otherwise known as the ARM. I sat at a table on the second floor of the convention center in Minneapolis and invited attendees to sit and chat about their training, research interests, career insights, and of course, their ARM experience. Listen to these clips from that webcast and meet some of our awesome colleagues and students who are passionate about health services and policy and public health and research and helping people.
So if you would introduce yourself a little bit about what you do and your background, where you do it.
Sure. My name is Ken Wells. I'm a psychiatrist and health services researcher and at UCLA and the RAND Corporation. I'm at both at the School of Medicine and at the School of Public Health at UCLA.
Okay.
I direct a center called Research Center for Health Services and Society. And our focus is particularly on community-partnered approaches to research, especially to address disparities and mental health disparities for under-resourced communities, particularly communities of color.
Okay.
And I personally focus a lot on depression. Very briefly, I directed the mental health analysis of the RAND Health Insurance Experiment.
Okay.
At the beginning of my career,
okay.
And then moved on to look at depression in a medical outcome study, and then seeing persistent disparities in access and quality of care and outcomes of care. We then incorporated a strong focus on addressing disparities in depression care and outcomes in the Partners in Care sort of national study of improving primary care for depression through a collaborative care approach, and identified a strong potential to reduce disparities, especially for African Americans and Latinos, in outcomes relative to whites. So that led to what is now a 13-year period of community engagement and really retooling around what we call community-partnered participatory research, working with healthy African American families in about 100 agencies in LA. I also had the privilege of supporting one of my trainees, Ben Springgate, at the time, who's now at LSU, in co-leading the Red Cross Mental Health Relief Effort in New Orleans post-Katrina, using the same model, not for research, but
sure,
for services
implementation
and really engaging diverse communities, because many of the healthcare organizations were destroyed, literally. We focused a lot on faith-based organizations, social services, and others. And then what we learned from that over 5 years, we brought back to Los Angeles in our community-based work in South Los Angeles, downtown, Hollywood. And sort of my recent signature project has been called Community Partners in Care. It's been a randomized trial of community engagement to address depression across entire communities as a mindful community compared to technical assistance. And we've published some of our findings showing significant improvements with community engagement approach in mental health, physical health, addressing health disparities.
But that sounds amazing. That's amazing in terms of having community. Now, is there a website, as I was saying before? Is there a website?
Community Partners in Care has its own website with, you know, information on what we've done. Community Partners in Care, or CPIC. And Los Angeles County has adopted a version of that model for expanded Medicaid called Health Neighborhood Initiative that we're piloting now. I wear another hat, which is I'm the co-director of the Robert Wood Johnson Clinical Scholars Program at UCLA.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. And, about that program.
And my role there for the last 10 years has been to train physicians in all specialties, and not just physicians, in this approach to community partner research, and to help support the community partnerships of that program around similar initiatives.
Okay.
We've sort of used depression as our... And this project is kind of a signature growth example.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
maybe I should mention, last year we won the Association of Clinical and Translational Science Team Science Award, and 120 investigators and community partners all won that project award. And then this year,
wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And then 2 weeks ago, we won the Campus Community Partnerships in Health International Award.
Okay.
It's for academic community partnerships in health. It's a North America award. So our partners also won all of that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was given in Toronto just 2 weeks ago.
That's
great.
Now,
Alonzo, who you're going to interview next, is the vice president and head of research for RWJ. And also a wonderful baritone who was my baritone soloist in the singing group that I did. So that's an introduction to Alonzo.
That's amazing. Thank you. But tell us a little bit about your speaker. So tell us a little bit about the session that we had.
Coming up next.
We're
talking about community engagement as an approach to implementation science.
Okay.
That's next. And then later this afternoon, chairing a session on mental health disparities with my community partner, Felica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, we're doing a session on integrated care approaches for behavioral health, and we're representing some of the results I just talked about.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we're chairing a session on insurance expansion and what happens to mental health.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Sure. All right.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Felicia Mevin. Nice to meet you.
I'm Marshall Brown. Hi, nice to meet you.
So I'm an innovator in residence at Academy Health Now, and
okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with that program.
I don't.
It's relatively new.
Okay.
I'm the third one. It started in 2014. And the idea is to bring people to Academy Health with some support so that they can focus on innovative or creative projects around translation and dissemination.
Okay.
And the project that I'm doing is a podcast called Health Services Unplugged.
Okay.
And the idea is to create a tool. Podcasts are not new, but the use of it with a focus on health services research and policy, the research itself, and researchers. So we're trying to raise the salience of the people who are doing this work as a way, hopefully, to attract more attention, but also to engage students initially and people who are early in their careers around some of these topics.
Okay.
And so we have a website, and I have about 4 or 5 podcasts that
are there.
And you can find it on iTunes.
Okay.
Another aspect of that for now is we're also doing a live webcast.
I see.
We're recording live. And part of what we're doing again is to introduce people to the ARM and what happens at the ARM, people who come to the ARM.
Okay.
And again, a little bit of networking so they can meet people they might not otherwise be able to meet.
Excellent. Great.
So if you would tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Alonzo Plow. I'm Chief Science Officer and Vice President for Research, Evaluation, and Learning at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
That's great, which is huge in health services research if you're not familiar. So what's your background in training?
I trained in epidemiology and public health, mainly running large public health systems in Boston and Seattle and L.A.
Okay.
Before I came to the research and practice in public health.
Mm-hmm. And is that... I mean, obviously you do it, so you probably enjoy it, but what do you feel like are your contributions then to the field, from
my
your position?
My contributions are that I've spent an equal amount of time as an academic researcher and a very community-based practitioner of public health.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I have any value added, it's where research meets the ground and the critical importance of community engagement in that.
So that's how you know him, right?
That's how, I know our prior guest, yes. I think we share that perspective, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So do you guys do podcasts like this? Or?
We do. I do podcasts at RWJF. Go to our website. I'll shamelessly plug our website.
Absolutely.
RWJF.org. And you can go into the Culture of Health section, and you'll see blogs and the podcast about all the things that we do, but particularly some of the things that we're doing now to build the evidence base for what it means to build a culture of health in the country.
That's amazing. And I hear a culture of health. You guys are doing a great job because I hear that from a variety of sources. And I think as a communications person, it's really important for people to have sort of a hook or a tag that can bring together these efforts and the impact that you're trying to make.
Right, and I think our presence at this meeting is to take that aspirational framework and really help to build the evidence base for understanding it better, improving it prospectively, and really figuring out what works. So that's for the number of sessions here, really trying to help us refine and continue to build that model.
To do that. So again, one of our core audience are sort of students and people who are early careers. So any particular piece of advice for someone who is just starting out in this area?
I think if you're just starting out, I would encourage you to feel comfortable with multiple disciplinary perspectives. And again, it's obviously very important you'll be trained in probably one, but it would be important to really understand and appreciate some parallel disciplines and be comfortable operating with people in a research and practice setting in a transdisciplinary way, because the problems are generally more complex than one discipline can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my pitch.
Mm-hmm. Which makes for an interesting career, right?
It does.
Can't get bored by exploring different perspectives.
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by at this part of the moment.
Great, thank you.
First of all,
so
who you are.
So I'm Michael Gluck.
Yes.
I am the co-director of the Academy Health Translation and Dissemination Institute, which is in its third year. It's an initiative of originally of our board of directors, and we are about trying to improve the art and science of moving research into policy and help the field do a better job.
Right. So I have been saying, of course, this is an innovative residence program, and I'm also about to introduce because I've not met some of them before, so I'm telling them I'm an innovator in residence. But how did that come about, the whole innovator in residence program?
So it really falls from one of the tenets we started with at this institute was the idea that we felt we had a lot to learn from outside of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
That is, the problems of communicating technical information or just communicating clearly transcend health policy, so maybe some other folks who face similar problems have something to teach us. One of the ways we did that was with our lessons project, where we brought together people from a variety of health and non-health fields together to sort of talk about those problems. But also, our innovator and residence program, we saw as an opportunity to try to draw in people who have had some experience, not necessarily from healthcare, that, again, we thought we could learn from. And having an innovator in residence means that we as staff have the luxury of being able to learn directly from those individuals and maybe help us think about things a little differently. It is a work in progress. We have been funded initially by Kaiser Permanente.
So I forgot to say that part. I don't know how I forgot that part, so there you go.
And they have been generous, and so we've given the program a real focus on vulnerable populations and safety and care, and that's been reflected in a lot of the great interviews that you've done
mm-hmm.
so far.
Mm-hmm. And remind me, I'm so sorry about this, to the second innovator in residence. I interviewed Ernie for this a little while ago, but I can't remember the name of the
Linda
second
Cummings,
person.
So she's not here in Minneapolis.
Okay.
She is on a nice vacation.
Which is allowed.
Yes. She used to be the vice president for research at America's Essential Hospitals, which are essentially the healthcare systems, usually hospital-based, public hospitals.
I think I interviewed somebody from there, actually, for the
project. There are people
here.
Yeah. Her project was really to try to help us understand through a series of profiles, understand how public hospital systems have used research. What do they mean? What do they think about? What do they think research is? How do they use it? Have they worked with researchers? So she focused on three institutions and basically profiled some of the ways in which they think about research with the idea of being able to give health services researchers who may not have may be interested in working in organizations like that, a flavor for what it is that evidence and research means there. Mm-hmm. And those profiles will be out a little later this summer, and we're going to follow it with a Google Hangout in
Which I will be hosting, as a matter of fact. So. So we can learn more about that then. So what's your favorite part of the ARM?
It's definitely meeting people and getting to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always nice when people come up to you and they know the projects that you work on, the projects that we spend all year thinking about it and trying to mold in a way that's helpful to Academy Health members. So when people come up to you, that's always a little bit of an ego stroke. But, what often comes out of that is an interest in working with us. And have ideas of how to extend what we've done, or they have an interest in the same issues that, mm-hmm. that we deal with and want to find out how they can get involved to try to develop their own careers.
That's great. And that's been a theme, actually, as I've talked to different people. That's definitely a theme. The networking and meeting new people and that falls in line. Anything else you want to say to the fine folks before I actually let you go?
No, thank you for watching. Thank you for remotely attending the Academy Health Annual Research Game.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks again to all the 2015 Academy Health Annual Research Meeting webcast guests, and thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about these guests at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mebbin, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mebbin. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.